الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنوب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت ايمانكم ان الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. The ayah that we are reading, Allah explains the various rights of various people, what they have upon us. And complete deen is when we fulfill those rights. The first rights that I explained was of the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala himself, that we should make the ibadat of Allah and not associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala. Then the rights of one's parents, then family people, and then the yatim, the orphans, and the miskin. Now further Allah explains the rights of other people, which we must keep in mind, and we should consider for ourselves whether we are fulfilling these rights or not. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى or Hamsaya Qareeb, وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبْ or Hamsaya Ajnabi, and the neighbors who are near and the neighbors who are far. There are two interpretations of this. That is, those neighbors who are physically near you. And this has been explained by ulama that 40 houses in all four directions, they are called your near neighbors. And other neighbors which are far, though they are physically far, but they are also your neighbors. They also have rights and they must be fulfilled. Or the one neighbor is referred to like family people who are close and other family people who are far. All these people have rights upon us. Today, unfortunately, living a Western lifestyle, we don't even know who our neighbors are. We hardly ever exchange words with them. All are living just their own life. We have no connection with our neighbors. In an Islamic environment, the neighbors are very close to one another. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I thought that wahi will come, that in inheritance the neighbors also have a right. So close they are. But our lifestyle is completely different from what an Islamic way of life is supposed to be. And the independent way of the West and the enemies of Islam, that has overtaken us even in our lifestyle and how we live. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْبَ or پَاس بَيْتْنَي وَالِ and the person who is on your side, that person has also got a great right over you. Whether it refers to the husband or the wife, that we lie side by side with one another. So they also have rights. A person must try and avoid causing any inconvenience to the person. How we cough, how we blow our noses, etc., how we sneeze, all those things we must not cause inconvenience to anyone. Many a person, and this also stems from the pride of a person, he feels I can do as I want to. And when we sneeze, we don't muffle our voice, which is the sunnat way. But we sneeze very loudly. It seems that the whole building also shakes. The foundation also shakes. And we don't think of the person who is next to us, that how much inconvenience we are causing. If a person has a snoring habit, he should also try and remedy it as far as he can and not inconvenience other people. Many people, they will sleep, have a good sleep, snoring loudly, and the other people keep them awake. The whole night they keep them awake. So there are remedies that can be taken, and a person should opt for those remedies. A person also should see, especially at the night meal, especially when a person is no more young, then he overeats or eats the wrong food, then it causes him big belches all the time, and he inconveniences other people. So the rights of the person who are next to one are very important. When traveling also, the person who is sitting next to you, don't become a nuisance to him. Don't cause any inconvenience to that person. Everyone at work, your co-workers, the people you are working with. Wherever we have people next to us, we are dealing with one another, woman folk in the kitchen. When there is more than one woman in the kitchen, they should also not cause inconvenience to one another. So the person who is on your side, your partner, that is also very important to fulfill their right. Today, unfortunately, we don't even have the knowledge of this and we don't consider it in any way. Wapni Sabir or Musafir Kesa, and the traveler also, he also has got rights. A person who is a traveler, it might well happen that in his travel he has lost all his money. Though he is a rich person, but now he's got no money with him. So he should be also helped. And in any other way, the guest has separate rights. And a traveler, though he's not a guest, but he also has got rights in Islam. And his rights should be also fulfilled. And visitors who come to our home, they also have got rights. And all these rights are explained in detail in the hadith. And Allah reward the ulama. They have written out all big, big kitabs with regard to the details of the rights of all these people. So we should always consider to fulfill the rights of all these people. It is a very important aspect of our deen. Deen is not only our namaz and roza, all these aspects are of deen. And we are not even aware of them, and yet the sad part is we regard ourselves as very pious. But how many aspects of deen we have got no connection with them? And to be a Muslim, it requires that we fulfill and practice on all these matters. May Allah give us the understanding of our deen, to learn our deen, and then to practice it and propagate it to others as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq.